I want to talk to you about something I love, something I crave, something I've come to think of as being one of the many reasons that I live. Yes, it really is that good. Right now, I want to talk to you about my love of facials. The thought of having a nice big load hitting my face gives me the warmest, tingliest feeling. And after you listen to me today, I'm fairly confident that you will love them too. More on that soon, but for now, let me tell you what I mean. Now, everyone loves an orgasm, right? Whether it be your own orgasm or an orgasm that you give someone else, they're fucking awesome, aren't they? The buildup, the subtle tightening of the muscles, and then the explosive, delicious release when we come is just the best feeling there is. And I'm the same as everybody else. I just adore coming and making others come too. And that's why I'm talking to you right now. Aside from my own orgasms, and don't worry, I make sure I have plenty of those on a regular basis. The one thing I love is helping. Making others come. And I don't mean just the normal, ordinary orgasm. No. The thing that I adore is deeper than that. More powerful. More intense. To make someone come with such intensity that their body lays drained and convulsing after completely erupting for me gives me the greatest pleasure I know. And you want that too, don't you? To give that pleasure to me? Okay, good. I'm going to skip the expectations of being alone and relaxed. Let's be honest, you just want to get off, right? So you're already rock hard and raring to go. Good. You're already stroking. Well, I'll take that as a compliment. It's good that my voice brings that out in you. That desire to just run your hands all over that gorgeous cock. But for now, keep your hands off, okay? Good. Now make sure you're sat up just enough so you can glance down and see yourself without any straining. Laying down while getting yourself off is great. It really is. But today it's different. Sit up, spread your legs just a bit, and just look. Now, how does that beautiful cock look to you? I don't need you to make any judgments here. I mean, does it look ready? Ready for action? Ready to be used for what it's really meant for? To give you pleasure? To give me pleasure? Does it? Good. And how about your balls? Your full, aching, perfect balls. Are they ready too? Ready to churn up all of that lovely, hot, delicious cum for you? For me? That's good too. Give them a stroke. Lightly now, just run a few fingers over your balls. Feel them twitch and rise under your touch. Does that feel good? Yeah? Good. So it sounds like you're all good and ready. You want to start working that lovely hard cock? Look, this is going to be so much better if you answer my questions, okay? Are you ready to start working that lovely, hard cock?
Okay.
That's better. So, I want you to start by running your fingers up and down your cock. Slowly. Slowly now. Just lightly stroke your shaft, making sure to savor all those delicate little sensations. Doesn't that feel good? That tingling deep down inside you as you touch yourself. Oh, I feel it too. Right now, just thinking of you sitting there, delicately running your fingers up and down your aching, throbbing cock. Sending tingles right through me, too. Deep down inside me. Move back to your balls now. Circle and tease them with your fingers as your hips start to tense along with your cock. You're fully hard now, right? For me? You want to start stroking? Answer me. Okay. So stroke. You set the pace now. I want you to stroke that gorgeous, delicious cock. Just how you like it. The only thing you need to remember is not to come. You don't get to come until I've told you how I want it, okay? Good. That's it. Firm or soft, work that cock like you mean it. Slow or fast or a mixture, I don't mind. All I want to think is that you're sitting there stroking that rock-hard cock just for me. Only for me. I mean, I know you stroke to other girls and that's good. But when you stroke for me, I want it to be special. And it will be special. Oh, so special if you do it right. That's why I'm leaving the pace and the specifics to you. For now. You know what feels best for you. So do it. Stroke that cock just how you like it. For me. God, I love the thought of what you're doing. Your strong hand pumping away on your cock like that. I wish it was my hand on your cock. Would you like that? My soft, warm hand softly wrapped around your shaft, slowly stroking you as I start to moan for you. Oh, I would too. I love stroking a nice hard cock. Feel it twitch and pulse in my hand. Feeling your balls start to rise as I slowly work you with my fingers. Softly caressing them with my other hand. You do that too now, if you aren't already, okay? My eyes fixed firmly on yours, slowly working you with my gaze as well as my hands, working you and that straining cock to the limit, waiting for my reward. Dreamy, creamy reward. That's what I want. You're hot, sticky, explosive reward. But not yet, okay? If you feel yourself getting close to that edge, too close to hold back, you need to stop. Right now. I don't want you coming. Not just yet, okay? I need you to hold on, to stroke some more, until you're virtually gasping for release, before you let go for me. In fact, it's better that way. If at any point you feel like coming before I tell you to, you need to pause this for a minute or so, then start right where you left off. It's so important that you make yourself do this. The real thing I want for you is only going to happen if you build it up to a point where you just want to erupt, where you need to explode all over your chest, your stomach, and your face. That's right. When I tell you to come, what I really want is for you to experience that delicious, tantalizing feeling that only this can give. It's kind of become an obsession of mine, and when you experience it that first time, I just know that it'll start to be something you crave too. Let me explain, and don't just listen. I want you to glance down again at your cock as I continue. Have you ever noticed the veins expanding and contracting as you stroke? Look at them. Right now. As you pleasure yourself. They're gorgeous, aren't they? Throbbing, pulsating, feeding your cock like that. All that blood flowing in and out of that delicious cock. Do you feel it too? The warm sensations in your shaft as you work it like that? I hope you do. I love watching a guy jerk off, just like you're doing right now. Spit on it. You heard me. Spit on your cock. I want it to glisten as it slides over your hand. Hold it up in the air. Tense your balls as you run a finger around the head. That's it. That feels good now, doesn't it? In that hard, throbbing cock of yours. Keep going, but don't come. Not just yet. The build-up is the nicest thing, isn't it? I just love watching a guy start to gasp, his breath starting to quicken as his cock starts to swell. I just love it. Anticipation is a powerful thing. It's intensely arousing to see a guy, just before he comes, his face starting to stiffen, his body starting to spasm wildly, and his balls start to rise, firmer, tighter. His cock starts to swell, surging, aching, all before that lovely, insanely powerful eruption. And when that happens, that explosion, it feels like the world has just exploded too. All the seams of reality giving way as jet after jet of hot, sticky cum drenches my face in a torrent of explosive release. The sounds, the initial flinching reaction, the surge of delight flowing right through me. I love it. Adore it. Crave it. to think of you squirming and writhing as you build up that hot, sticky load for me. Let yourself moan too if you need to. You don't have to be quiet. Just let it out. Squirming is good.
Whimpering is good.
It means you're nearly ready. Are you nearly ready? Okay. I think I know just the thing to give you that little extra push. But you have to want it. Do you? Do you want this? Good. I want this too. For you. Stroke it. Stroke that cock now. As hard and as fast as you want. Does that feel good? Tell me. Tell me how good it feels. Good. I want you to feel good. So, so good right now. Play with your balls. Feeling them tighten. Okay, I'm gonna count you down now. And don't you come until I say so. Okay? Okay. 5. You're closer now. Closer than you ever thought possible. Closer to that edge. That painful, tantalizing edge. Say it. Say that you're close. Say that you want it. For me. Four. Your hips starting to tense. Your legs starting to shake. Your cock starting to surge. You love it. Say it. Say that you love it. Good. Good. 3. Imagine me there, right now, kneeling beside you. My hands on your chest and your balls, moaning as you stroke. You feel it. You feel it starting to rise. 2. Throw your head back. Moan as your legs start to tense. Your hips start to shake. Your breath starts to tremble. You ready? You ready to come? Look at it. Look at your cock. All straining and swollen, ready to burst, just for me. Open your mouth.
You heard me.
Open your mouth and stick out your tongue.
All nice and
ready for that hot, sticky
one. Come, come. Come hard now for me.
Shoot that hot, creamy load all over that pretty little face. Do it. Do it. Come. Come like you've never come before. Plaster that face with your seed. There. There. That's it. Did you? Did you do it?
You did.
Oh, I hope you did. It's just the best feeling, isn't it? I knew you could do it. Just knew it. Wasn't it just the best? You feel it, right? That special sense of relief? Deep down inside you?
Oh, I know you do. I do too.
I just love that you did that. Just for me. I want you to just sit there, okay? And breathe. And relax. And when you can, I want you to say something, okay? Just to me. Okay. I want you to thank me. Thank me for giving you this. That you can do again and again and again. Okay? You rest up now. Let yourself come back down and recharge. And you can go again. Sometime soon. I knew it. I knew you'd love it. Just as much as I do. You're welcome.